single state that Romney lost that Trump should be favored in. And that's really what they have to focus on. I don't think so. I mean, Hillary Clinton's going to...
Ohio?
No. I mean, we won... So where we are right now, Cleveland, we won this area by 260,000 votes. Won the state by almost 200,000. Pennsylvania.
But if you look at today's polls, because he's not running against Barack Obama. He's running against Hillary Clinton.
But the reality is in both the Philadelphia area and the Cleveland area and the suburbs, she's going to walk out of there with big margins. There's just not enough vote, in my view, for Trump to make up. Even if
Why do the polls show them tied in Pennsylvania,
polls are,
tied in Ohio?
I ran a presidential campaign and was responsible for another. I never paid attention to polls. What matters is you have a pretty good sense as a presidential campaign who's going to vote. There's a lot of people who say they're undecided that truly aren't, because you have some sense of how they're likely to break based on characteristics. The real question is there is some true undecided voters, and that's where the campaign lies. Both campaigns do have turnout challenges. So I think when you look at Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Virginia, and that's the other thing. Trump could win Florida, Ohio, and Virginia, and Clinton would still win the presidency if she wins the rest of the Obama states. So she has her challenges. I think Democratic enthusiasm is not what we need it to be.
Yep.
She needs to work on that next week, just as Trump needs to do that here in Cleveland.
How do you think the convention is going so far? What do you make of it?
Well, I think the only thing that matters is Trump's speech. And if he energizes Republicans, gives them more confidence, and I think particularly provides an economic message that is captivating to true swing moderate voters, it will have been a success.
You don't think the kerfuffle over Christie is anything?
No, I mean, I haven't seen anything yet that suggests that this would reach out to moderate voters, even voters who voted for Obama twice. But what matters is Trump's speech. So if he nails that, and I think he's got